One of America's top distance runners, a distinction Des Linden has held for more than a decade. She won the Boston Marathon in 2018. She uses a detailed account of that race to trace her life story in a new book out tomorrow, written with Bonnie Ford. Alex Ashlock brings us that story.
Des Linden says choosing to run, the title of her new book, was the first real decision she ever made.
I think running was the thing I picked.
She ran because she wanted to, after playing other sports because she was told to.
I found running kind of, my dad showed it to me, and then I realized that this was my space, and that was pretty important. I think it made me care about it a little bit more, and it also gave me independence in a variety of different ways.
Linden grew up in the San Diego area with her older sister, Natalie. Their parents kept them too busy to get in trouble. They were required to play sports. Her dad signed them up for golf lessons, t-ball, soccer.
They got us exposed to sports at a young age, and when we enjoyed them, it was almost like both my parents were really excited about that because it gave them something to throw themselves into as well. And it wasn't uncommon for my dad to coach our teams and read up and try to figure out how we could get better. And then it was seeking out the best teams, and that all evolved as we got into, like, as we were in them longer and longer, that sort of evolved. And then came, at a certain point, expectations like, oh, you're actually pretty good at this, so how can we keep raising the bar for you guys?
Do you feel like, you write about this in the book, did he push you too much?
I feel like in the moment as a kid, it always felt like that. Like, this is very serious, and I think it's supposed to be more fun. In hindsight, like, as an adult, you're like, well, there's some really valuable lessons there, and I get the intent, and I get what he was trying to push us towards and the things he was trying to build. In the moments, the lessons felt really hard and maybe at times unnecessary, but I feel like when I look back at them, I'm like, well, that was really valuable stuff, and I feel like, I'm where I'm at and my sister is where she's at because of, the lessons that were instilled through sports at a young age.
When Des was 10, her dad registered her for a one-mile road race for kids. It was the first time she ran just for the sake of running. And she felt out of place in cotton sweats while some of the other kids wore expensive running gear. But she beat all of the girls that day and most of the boys.
I became aware of an otherness at a pretty young age. And then, there was something to that where you could choose to fit in or you could choose to kind of separate yourself. And that was always something that was intriguing, particularly with running, because separating yourself was the good thing. That meant you were doing really well. So I sort of liked that mentality.
Using that mentality and helped by coaches over the years, Linden developed into a two-time Olympian, a Boston Marathon champion, and a very successful and sought-after professional runner. But none of that was a done deal when she gambled on her running and moved to Michigan to train professionally after graduating from Arizona State University.
It was a big big jump, and it was the first time, running became the focus, where it was like, this is your job now, and your livelihood to a degree hopefully depends on it. Like, if you can get to that point, then you're a professional runner. It was a tough sell. I think after getting a college degree, spending 4 years in school, my parents chipping in and helping, and then being like, hey, I'm going to be a professional runner. We're not very impressed with that. Like, I don't even think that's a real thing, Des. Are you sure that's what you want to do with your college degree? So I moved out there and felt a sense of obligation to make it work, like to really put everything into it to try to make it work.
It did work. She joined a professional team called the Original Distance Project and got a part-time job at a local outdoor store. She met Ryan, a local runner who would become her husband, and today they make their home in Michigan. Linden earns a good living from race appearance fees, endorsements, and prize money, and a deal with Brooks, the running shoe company. But her running career would be impossible if she wasn't getting results.
If you have the race of your life and you don't have the business model to reward you for it, you can't do this as a career. You can't feed your family on medals and trophies.
Linden had the race of her life up to that point in 2011, when she finished second by only 2 seconds in the Boston Marathon.
That was the breakthrough moment, and I knew leading into it that I was very ready to do something special. You know, mentally for me, it was tough not winning when you had visualized that for so long and that was the goal and I was so close. But walking away afterwards with a little time and perspective, it was nice to go, I can compete with the best in the world and I've done it. And now we just have to figure out how to close the gap and punch through for a win.
The confidence was crucial, but equally important, she had leverage her agent could use. She was worth more now when the big marathons were putting together their professional fields. But even with a sound business model in place, there have been setbacks because injuries are just about inevitable for long-distance runners. A stress fracture forced her to drop out of the 2012 Olympic marathon, and a serious bout with hypothyroidism nearly ended her running career.
It was always putting my general health first. And, you know, there's kind of a spot where my dad talks about that too after the femur. And he's like, yeah, I just want you to be healthy. Like, this just seems over the top at times. Like, you have a broken femur. And I thought about that in that moment too. Like, my dad would be like, dude, you should quit. Why are you still doing this? And so it's a double-edged sword with him because it was, he taught me to work super hard. But then on the flip side of it is when you work super hard, it's very hard on your body. It's hard on, you know, there's some negatives to that too. And so I think he kind of always felt a little sense of responsibility for that. But and that was sort of a thing that was on my mind during that time. Like, I just need to be healthy for the sake of being healthy, not like try and figure out how can I get healthy to run another marathon? How can I get healthy to compete really well? It was just like for livelihood and sense of well-being, I just need to be healthy.
The thyroid problem put her life in danger, but medication helped, and she slowly started to train again. This was before the 2018 Boston Marathon, and that April day turned out to be the worst possible day to run. Sheets of rain and howling wind. Her husband and others in her inner circle told Lyndon, these conditions are perfect for you. But she wasn't sure. When the race started, her focus was on survival, putting one foot in front of the other. And eventually, she was in front of everyone else.
Des Lyndon wins in Boston.
That's what it sounded like on NBC Sports. She was the first American to win the women's race since 1985. These days, Lyndon is putting in her final training runs for another Boston Marathon on April 17th. And she's also starting a book tour. It's the sort of balancing act she's grown accustomed to.
It's crazy because the longer I'm in it, the less it is about running, which is funny, but that's a sign that you're really making it as a runner.
And she's made it as a runner because of that early choice, a choice, she writes, that put distance between who she was and who others told her to be. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.